An Alaskan has officially joined President-elect Donald Trump's transition team. The Trump team has selected former State Senator Jerry Ward as its liaison to the 500-plus federally recognized tribes. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Ward says his selection was a surprise to him. He's in Washington now to help with the inauguration plans, focusing on Western state participation.
Along with that, I am also working on Native American affairs in a liaison position.
Ward says discussions are ongoing about serving in the Trump administration beyond January 20, when Trump takes the oath of office.
I might possibly have a more permanent position somewhere, yes, concerning Native American affairs.
Ward coordinated Trump's Alaska campaign. He's an Alaska native and was a state senator representing South Central Alaska from 1997 to 2002. His campaign for re-election in 2004 was implicated in a federal corruption probe, but Ward was never charged. Ward was also an Alaska delegate to the Republican National Convention this summer, where his leather vest with Athabascan beadwork set him apart in the massive crowd. Even if his liaison duties are only temporary, there's a lot to do. There are hundreds of federally recognized tribes, 229 in Alaska alone. Ward says he's already setting up meetings.
Well, actually, there's a little under 560 of them. I have reached out and had contact with the National Congress of American Indians, also to the Navajo Nation, who is not totally a part of that organization. And then I have a meeting Friday with a person involved with the Alaska Federation of Natives.
And do you have much contact with Alaska tribes normally?
I would say a fair amount. I know a lot of them.
The biggest tribal action in years is playing out in North Dakota now, where thousands of protesters are fighting a pipeline they say endangers water quality and sacred sites of the Standing Rock Sioux. Ward says it was up to the Obama administration to have meaningful consultation with tribes over the project.
I don't have firsthand knowledge whether they have or have not, but they certainly, according to federal law, are supposed to have conversations.
Trump will have big shoes to fill when it comes to tribal relations. President Obama has given tribes more management authority over natural resources, elevated their status with an annual White House conference, and settled lawsuits that will send hundreds of millions of dollars to tribes. Native American Rights Fund attorney Heather Kendall Miller, who supported Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, was disheartened by the Trump team's selection of Ward.
He has not had any involvement or experience as a tribal advocate or as a tribal representative dealing with governance issues at the tribal level.
Kendall Miller says Ward is better known for his disputes with Cook Inlet Region Incorporated over corporate governance. Ward is a shareholder in Siri and Doyon. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.